Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The Prime Minister is calling for calm following an alleged stabbing attack at a Sydney church. A bishop was one of two people wounded last night. It's being treated as an act of terror by New South Wales Police, with a multi-agency investigation launched. Anthony Albanese says there's no place for violence in our community.
We are a peace-loving nation. This is a time to unite, not divide as a community and as a country.
Premier Roger Cook has described the attack as incredibly distressing and says WA authorities are closely monitoring the situation. The state government wants to recruit an additional 60 firefighters. It's part of a $75 million investment in our emergency services to be included in next month's budget. It marks the biggest expansion of frontline personnel in half a century. While Fire and Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem says today's announcement is a timely reminder to stay vigilant with our bushfire season not yet over.
Still incredibly dry in the southwest of Western Australia. The rain we had north of Perth last Friday, didn't get down into those areas. So we're still seeing record low soil dryness indicators for the southwest part of the state. And we do know that is an incredibly bushfire prone area.
And the ACTU is making waves with a proposal to extend annual leave. It wants to allow workers to take leave at half pay, essentially doubling their time off. It would give staff greater flexibility to manage their caring responsibilities. In sport, Rising Star nominee Harley Reid says the Eagles are feeling good heading into this weekend's derby off the back of last week's win over the Tigers.
We found that momentum against Sydney and then we were able to capitalise against Richmond on the weekend. And I think we actually played a good brand of footy for four quarters and we could stay in it for a long period of time. So I think we'll be able to follow on with the way we played on the weekend.
And Collingwood's Nathan Murphy has announced his retirement amid concussion concerns. He hasn't played since being concussed in last year's grand final.